KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Deputy President Paul Mashatile says the passing of Professor Sibusiso Bengu should serve as an inspiration to move the country forward. Mashatile delivered the eulogy at Bengu's official funeral at the University of Zululand. Bengu passed away last week at the age of 90. He was Democratic South Africa's first education minister and also served as the country's ambassador to Germany. Mashatile says Bengu's work allowed them to gain employment in professions and industries they had once been excluded from.
His passion to promote equality and fairness has had a long-lasting influence in our society, and this should inspire us. To this day, many South Africans are still benefiting from his immense contribution, and for this we are grateful.
Senior officials from Ushaka Marine World say an investigation into an incident that left a water park visitor injured should be finalized today. On Sunday, Phoenix resident Junaid Singh was rushed to hospital with a broken back and leg after sliding down a dry slide. His sister, Ruweida Nazir, claims there were no proper announcements made by employees that the park in Durban was closing due to bad weather conditions.
Whilst he was halfway down, he said he felt himself dry on the slide. What happened was the Ushaka Marine World staff shut down the water supply while he was on the slide. So there was no flow of water. He couldn't control his pace. He came flying down the slide and hit his leg right at the edge because there was no water at the bottom as well to stop him.
Nazir says they are looking at their legal options at this stage, while Ushaka Marine World says the report will give them the information needed to understand what happened and to help them take necessary action. And Moody's rating says sub-Saharan Africa is projected to achieve a 4.2% growth in 2025, up from 3.8% in 2024. According to the report, this is supported by energy, infrastructure investments, and an expanding services sector. South Africa and Nigeria are leading with reform enhancing creditworthiness. And abroad, Germany has reported three cases of foot and mouth disease in water buffalo on a farm near Berlin, the country's first reported cases of the livestock disease since 1988. The infections were identified in three animals, a state spokesperson says. Your top story this hour, Deputy President Paul Mashatile says the passing of Professor Sibusiso Bengu should serve as an inspiration to move the country forward. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhakar.